go. Let's go with the message this morning. We're running late today. Don't even think about that clock right now. Here we go. Just look at that funny little girl right there on that screen. Are you kidding me? That's how you say it. Say it with me. Are you kidding me? Say it. Come on, man. How many watch that on ESPN sometimes? Come on, man. Are you kidding me? That could be a little show we could do. Are you kidding me? Anyway, let's talk about it today. Little series about a funny family in the Bible. And we're just learning a little bit. Maybe we'll laugh a little bit. And also we'll be thankful and grateful a little bit from what we see today. Amen? So if you'll look up this way, this is how we do church. Do it up here on the big screen. All the scriptures will be there. You can go to the website. You can download this very message that you see right here before you. You can set it at your house anywhere. They do it all over the country. And you can have this message. It's Bible teaching. And it's fantastic. We love being able to do this stuff. Amen? Here we go. Roger, you're rolling, baby. Come on. Here we go. Today's message. Are you ready? Are y'all awake? Boy, y'all seem like it. Are y'all okay? Can I sit down and talk with you or something? Are y'all ready to have some word this morning? Y'all ready to go? Come on, here we go. That's what I'm talking about. Today's message is called X Me. Y'all didn't know what that is, do you? Y'all didn't know the preacher was a big texter now, did you? Did you know when cell phones came out, it was years and years and years before I'd get a cell phone? I said, I'll never get a cell phone. I don't need a cell phone. Why do I need a cell phone when I can just pick up a regular phone? And why do I need a cell phone when I can go talk to the people myself? You know, so I was just arrogant and didn't. I'd never go get me no cell phone. So finally, at my last ministry, they forced me and made me get a cell phone. You know what I mean? So then when texting rolled along, I said, I will never do that. I will never text someone. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. Why would I go text you when I can pick up the phone and call you on my cell phone? You know what I'm saying? I know. So about 6 months I started texting. Amen? But there's a part of me that has a problem. If you're blind, texting is not for you. Amen. Even though I have glasses, but I don't like to wear them. But anyway, the point is, so now I text occasionally. Amen. But I don't do it a lot. So please don't be texting me. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I still prefer talking to people like this. Amen. But X Me is a little old acronym for excuse me. Instead of typing excuse me, it's just X Me. So say X Me. But come on. X Me. One more time. X Me. So what does it mean? Excuse me. LOL means what? Let's look at it. Here we go. Let's go with the message. Here we go. We're rolling now. Last week it was laugh out loud. Let's go with the scriptures, Raj, and we're rolling. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be who? Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I'll make thee exceeding fruitful. I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And so we saw that last week. And when Abraham heard he was going to have a child, Sarah, who was old, R-O-T-F-L, what does that mean? Rolling on the floor, laughing. And so that's what the Bible says he did. Look at it. Then Abraham did what? Fell upon his face and what? R-O-T-F-L, that's exactly what he did. And he said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that's 100? And shall Sarah that's 90 years old have a baby? You know what I'm saying? Last week. All right? And we learned last week from the message. Say it with me pretty loud. Nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for the Lord. And that's what Sarah said. That's what Sarah said. She said, people, when they hear this story of how I had this baby, they're going to laugh with me. And they're going to know nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Now, that's funny right there. And that's good stuff. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did to Sarah as he had what? Be good if you and I could learn he's like that. And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, his 100, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him. She called his name who? Isaac. So this little series is a series about the man Isaac, and Isaac's name means what? Laughter. Laughter. So I decided I wanted to laugh a little this Thanksgiving season. So that's why we're doing these few little messages on Isaac. And we talked about Abraham last week. Abraham is not known for his lying. Was Abraham a liar, yes or no? Sure he was. He's not known for his sexual encounter with Hagar. Did he have sex with Hagar and have a baby? Did he? Sure he did. He's not known for his irresponsibility as a husband. Did he shirk his responsibility and say, "How you do, honey, whatever you want to do with that woman"? Did he do that? Yes or no? Sure he did. And he's not known for his laughing at God. Now, Sarah's known for her laughing at God. Isn't that funny? But we don't even know this man hardly ever laughed at God, do we? If I hadn't have pointed out on screen to you, a lot of you, if I'd have said, "Who laughed, Sarah or Abraham?" you'd have said, "Sarah." But Abraham laughed. But he's not known for that. Now, that's funny right there. Excuse me? Excuse me? How in the world can you be all this, okay, and not be known as all that when you are all that? Excuse me? X me? All right, let me look at a message. Keep rolling. Abraham is known not for his lying, his sex, his mess that he did. You know what he's known for? Pop it up. He's known for his faith in God. How many knew that about him? Say. You knew that. Abraham did what? Believed who? God. You see that in the Bible often. He was known for his faith in God. Excuse me? Are you kidding me? How can you live like this? How can you be that kind of person? And yet, the Holy Bible can say you're a man of faith. Isn't that crazy? Let's talk about it. Romans says, "For what says the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness." You'll see verses like this all through your Bible. Hebrews 11:8, "For by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he was going." He left Iraq, Ur of the Chaldees, and he just followed God. And so he's not known for his shortcomings. He's known for his what? Faith. Excuse me. Isn't that a nice thing? Wouldn't you like to be known for your faith and not your failure? Say. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's talk about it. Here's how God does math. Here's God's math right here. Faith in God equals righteousness. Say that with me. Faith in God equals righteousness. And that's what Abraham did. No other math works for God. The Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Amen? So this is how the math works. If you want to be a person who's known not for your failures, but for your faith, you've got to realize you've got to put your faith in God, and God will count that to you for righteousness. Let's keep looking. Excuse me? Boy, I like that. Abraham had some are-you-kidding-me kind of faith. And I want you to watch this story today. Hang in here with me. It's really not a funny story, but it has a little funny in it if you'll think it through. Genesis 22. "And it came to pass after these things." So Isaac is born. We don't have a lot of details about young Isaac's life, but I bet he was funny. I bet he was funny. His name means laughter. I just got to believe Isaac was a funny kid. Amen? And his whole life, funny stuff happened to him. You'll see it. We're going to do it in a couple of weeks. More funny junk's happening to this kid. This won't that funny, though, this time. Look what happened. "It came to pass after these things," that a boy's growing up, "that God did tempt Abraham." God's tempting Abraham. "And said unto him, Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou love, and get into the land of Moriah, and offer him there," say it with me, "for a what? Burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I'm going to tell you." X me? Excuse me? Are you kidding me? Say, isn't that crazy or what? Say, are y'all with me here? Say what? X me? God put him to the test. The word tempt that we just read means test. He said, "Take him to the land of Moriah." The land of Moriah is Jerusalem. Somebody guess where Jesus was crucified. Take a wild guess. Guess. Mount Moriah, Jerusalem. That's where the temple stood. And the Temple Mount is today. I've been there many times. He came from where? Iraq area. And thousands of years before Jesus came, God's telling this man to take his son to a place and to offer him as a sacrifice. Excuse me? I mean, this ain't funny, is it? And Abraham's doing it. He should have had a t-shirt. Here we go. Abraham's doing it. He's doing it. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass. I'm going to be funny now. People ask me why I use the King James Bible. It's the only one that has cussing in it. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry about that. It's the truth, though. I'm sorry. Let's get back to the... Here we go. So Abraham rose up in the morning, sat on his ass. I said it again. Took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son. He clave the wood. Isaac did what to the wood? He didn't chop the wood. He's carrying the wood. That's okay, though. All right. He clave the wood and for the burnt offering. He rose up and he went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the ass, with the donkey. And I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come sit with me again to you. Take note of that. And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. How old is Isaac? I just throw this up here. Historians say he's about 25. Historians say Isaac's about 25. However, the word lad and the word that's used in the Hebrew would suggest that he's not that old. However, the fact that he's carrying the wood makes you think that he is older. Here's the big deal. Here it is. I have no idea. I just threw that out there. I have no idea. Excuse me. X me. Sorry. Anyway, you go figure it out. Anyway, here we go. Here we go. Isaac's excuse me question. Here he is. Here he is. He got the wood. He's got the fire going on. He's got the knife. And you know what Isaac says to his dad? X me. X me. And Isaac spake unto his father and said, my father, he said, look, here I am, son. And he said, behold, the fire. Excuse me. And the wood. Excuse me? Where's the burnt offering? Isaac, dad, excuse me. Where's the lamb? There's no lamb, dad. This guy had quite a childhood, didn't he? Say. Man. Abraham's excuse me kind of faith. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. So Abraham has his son. He's got him on the altar. The knife. And he said, lay not your hand on the lad from heaven. Excuse me. God from heaven's going, X me. X me. Neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. Say that last part with me. Seeing thou hast, help me, not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Keep looking. Abraham's, excuse me, uncommon sense. I want you to see this. Why is Abraham called a man of faith? Well, he had some common sense, too. Abraham knew that God did not call him from Ur of the Chaldees, from Iraq. He didn't call him all the way from there to give him a son at the age of how old? 100. So that he could take him somewhere in the desert and slit his throat. And it's funny, folk, listen to me. It's funny how quickly we bail on God. We don't think about how good God's been to us. Excuse me, I'm going to just say crap happens. X me. Excuse me here for saying that, okay? All right? It happens in life. And so often when things happen, we don't have faith and we bail on God. You need to have some kind of uncommon sense, man. I'm just telling you, you need to know that God is never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? He's a good God. And Abraham knew that. Somehow Abraham knew. What did he tell the young men that were keeping the donkey? What did he say? We're going to do what? We're going to come again to you. All right? Abraham believed nations and kings would come out of this boy. Why? Because he's something? No. Because God said it would happen. You know? And you know, he's on good reason, man. Come on. He's 100 years old. Now, him having sex with Hagar and her, the young maid having a kid, that wasn't as big a deal, maybe. I still consider it a big deal, but anyway, maybe it wasn't to him. But for him to have a child with Hagar, who had been barren all those years, and now she's old and she's 90, boy, God was doing something, right? How many have ever seen God do something just personally in your life? Have you ever seen him do something personally in your life? I mean, maybe won't know walking on water kind of thing, but God's done something in your life. You need to remember those things. As we enter this Thanksgiving week, you need to remember those good things God's done for you, those crazy good things. Amen? Listen, when trouble comes your way, don't bail. Be like faithful Abraham. You know what I'm saying? It'll be amazing. Your friends that knew you as that liar, those friends that knew you as that guy used to run around sex and all that kind of stuff, those friends that used to know you this way, listen, when you start to put your faith and confidence in God and you start to walk with God and you start to believe God, it's amazing. That's what you'll be known for in the future. Isn't that great how he can do that for you? That's a great God. Keep looking. Abraham knew he could trust God regardless. He believed it. Keep looking. Say that with me sort of loud. Can you do it? God will provide. God will provide. God will provide. Look at what the Bible says. Jehovah Jireh. And Abraham lifted up his eyes. When God spoke, stop, excuse me, ask me, Abraham, whoa. He lifted up his eyes, he looked, and behold, behind him a ram was caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering, say it with me, in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, say it with me, Jehovah Jireh, as it said to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord is our provider. The Lord. What a great thought of that going into Thanksgiving week. The Lord is our provider. God will provide. God will provide. Excuse me? That's incredible. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went them together. Let's keep looking, Raj. We got to fly, buddy. Excuse me? God's promise is strongly confirmed. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, keep looking, that in blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply your seeds, the stars of the heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. I got to take a quick break. Excuse me. Can somebody check on what that music is back there? It's got to be turned down or something, okay? It's driving me up the wall. All right, thank you. And if there's some kid in the backyard with the music, go get him. Sorry. Are y'all all right? Okay, good. Can y'all hear that? If you can't, don't worry about it, but I can. Here we go. Here we go. Stay with me. Abraham was called the friend of God because of his faith. James says the scripture was fulfilled, which said Abraham believed God. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. Say that last part with me. And he was called the what? The friend of God. Excuse me, can you believe that? That God would call this man, that Abraham and God the Father were friends. And we're not long from the end of the message. If you'll just help me look real carefully now. Really important. God and Abraham were called friends. God and Abraham were called friends. They especially had one thing in common. As I study my Bible, they both had a beloved son. And lo, a voice from heaven, God the Father, This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Abraham and God were friends. They had something in common, a beloved son. Both sons were born miraculously. This is Jesus being born. And the angel answered and said unto Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called, say it with me, the Son of God. Abraham was the friend of God. They had something in common. Both had willing sons. Isaac put the wood on his back. Jesus took the cross on his back. No man takes my life from me, Jesus says, but I lay it down of myself. I've had power to lay it down. I got power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father, just like Isaac received the command from his father. Abraham and God were friends. Both offered up their sons, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Both received their sons back with joy. You know how happy Abraham must have been, huh? See that ram caught over there? Fantastic. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And now he's sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen? God received his son back too. Amen? He's seated right there beside him on the right hand of God. Excuse me, isn't it incredible? What Abraham was willing to do was some kind of crazy faith. He's done more than I could do, guys. If God would tell me to offer Mitch, I just couldn't do it. Sorry. I couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. Abraham was the man, wasn't he? Say, somebody. You kidding me? Excuse me? Wow. So what he did was some kind of crazy faith. But what God did was some kind of what? Crazy love. God loved you so much, loved me so much. For God so loved the world. Say it with me. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Excuse me? How much does God love me? How much does God love you? Listen to me. He loves you this much. He loves you that much right there. He loves you that much. God loves you to pieces. And he loves you this much. That's one of my favorite pictures. It's in my office behind my desk. I see that as myself in a pair of jeans, t-shirt, with the hammer in my hand. Is it my sins that put him there? Years ago, Robert Hodder Sr. and Jr., they're in our church ministry now. They presented me with a piece of art that Robert did. And they replaced this guy with me. So it hangs in my office. Crazy picture. I love that picture. That's how much God loves me. Isn't that, excuse me, X me, are you kidding me? Isn't that great? And here's the last thing. Can you say that with me pretty loud? No, X me. One more time. No, X me. What's that mean? One more time. No, X me. The thing about excuse me, the word can also mean excuse. No excuses for me. There are no excuses for me not to be saved. There are no excuses. No ex me. There is no ex me. No reason, no excuse for me not to be saved. So I need you to know that. Can you say that with me? There is no ex me. For me not to be saved. There is no ex me for me not to be saved. There are no excuses for me not to be saved. Is there, say? None. He loves you this much. So, where you at today? I'm going to finish with some scripture. I think. If not, that's okay. You all right? Ta-da! Here we go. Hang in here. Try to make sense of Abraham and Isaac and Jesus and God as I read this last passage. Just listen carefully. Follow along. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. So often we want to come to God and, you know, be forgiven per se or whatever. We want to do that by works or whatever. But let me tell you something, friend. If you don't have faith, you can't have grace. God says, have faith in my son so that this is a gift. There's no way you can earn this. It's been done for you. You understand? So look, listen to this story. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Keep listening. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. He is showing us, Abraham, you know I'm a screw up. You know I'm a sinner. My life is written down for you. I have been called the friend of God. You can be the friend of God. And you do it just like I did. You do it by faith. You understand? That's how you come to God. As it's written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and caused those things which be not as though they were, who against hope, he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to what? Do. And therefore it was imputed to Abraham for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for who? Us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. That's some heavy, deep scripture water we walk through, but do you understand? Yes or no? You understand? If it's not of faith, it can't be by grace. It's amazing grace for a reason. God so loved you and me, gave his son. We're without excuse. No ex-me's. No excuse for you not to be saved today. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Could we say that as our closing verse today? And as you take your week and you're moving into Thanksgiving, maybe you'll be traveling, maybe you'll be having time with family and friends. Let's remember this verse together. Say it with me. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for doing that for me. And I have no excuse not to serve you and follow you. Let's stand together.